Welcome, everyone. Morning. Hey, so I don't know how many of you have gotten to be here for some of the meetings over this last week, but there's been a lot of talk about gifts, and I was thinking about gifts last night. Who's ever received a gift that they didn't want? You put on that face, you're like, oh, yes, awesome. Well, my dad would call those garage sale items. He actually, when he turned 50, he put an ad in the paper that said, hey, I'm turning 50. You know, as long as everyone knows to not get me any garage sale items. And he listed socks, items that don't come with the batteries. It was a joke, of course, but thinking about gifts, thinking about that, everyone's probably received a gift that you really appreciate. And some of even the cheaper gifts that you get, handmade things, a drawn picture, are something that you really appreciate more so than something that's of greater value. Thinking about gifts and thinking, this is a place where we get gifts. We get gifts from a loving Father, and they're the gifts of great value. But this is what struck me last night. I was thinking, all those gifts, whether you want them or not, in the natural, I get a gift for you. I get a gift and give it to Zach. God, the gifts, he made us for those gifts that he gives us. So it's a reversal there, where he loved us so much that he made us to give us those gifts that he already had. Because he was here from... Yeah, he's the beginning and the end. So look for those gifts that are coming today. Receive them. And we're going to worship together now.
Can we all stand together? Jesus, we just welcome you in this place this morning. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Lord, how you just continue to show up every time. Every time we ask, you're so faithful. So, Lord, we just invite you again this morning. We say yes to your plans, to your purposes, Lord. Have your way in this place, God. We give you our attention. We give you our affection, God. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. We honor you in this place, Lord. We honor your name. We honor who you are in this place, God. You are so worthy. You stood outside my grave with tears still on your face. I heard you
I knew that you
nothing outside of what you can do. You're our miracle worker. You're the miracle working God. Turn our fear to faith in this place. Turn our fear to praise in this place. We've come to worship you, God. We've come to worship you. We've come to fix our eyes. We've come to fix our eyes on the miracle worker, the one who can change all things, the one who can move mountains, the one who can move mountains, the one who can move mountains. We fix our eyes, we fix our eyes on a miracle working God.
Miracle worker. Who you are, who you are.
You are.
Right now, you are a
Open our eyes that we would truly see. Open our eyes. Wake us up. Don't be afraid of the stillness. Don't be afraid of the silence.
Passover is coming. We don't really recognize that in our Western culture, but Passover is coming. It's weeks away. And in Israel, houses, hearts are being prepared. Lambs are being separated, picked out, because a day is coming when a decision has to be made. I choose that lamb. That's going to be my lamb. We call that day Palm Sunday. The day when God's lamb was manifest. 4 days before he was offered as a sacrifice, that lamb was chosen and declared by God, "This is my sacrifice for you." And what was going on then in Israel? Revolution. Jews hating the power that was overlording them from Rome. What was happening in the first Passover? They were having a little something virus outbreak. The firstborn were dying. Firstborn of everything was gonna die. And the deliverance was coming from a lamb that was chosen by the male of the household. And if we are choosing to get our deliverance from anywhere other than the lamb that was chosen for us, we're missing it. If we are choosing to get our cleansing from anywhere other than the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin, we are missing out. We must choose our lamb. If something doesn't happen, it's not because the lamb wasn't strong enough. It's because we chose to use our own strength and not the finished work of God's perfect sacrifice. So while you hold in your hand a little cup and a little picture of a broken body, you need to choose that this is where you're going to get your deliverance, your healing, your cleansing, and a spirit of life that will empower you to do things comparable with raising Jesus from the dead. Because if we're not placing our trust in the finished work of God's Lamb, we're wasting our time. Father, what an amazing gift. What a powerful story that changes history when the Creator gives His life for His creation. We choose You. We don't put our trust in horses, in chariots. We put our trust in Your Lamb. And we choose Your Lamb this morning. You alone are worthy. Thank You so much for finishing it all. It has been finished since Your declaration. We thank You. We love You. We honor You. We're humbled and amazed. In Jesus' name, amen.
We say yes to your presence. We say yes to your Jesus. If you say go, we'll go. If you say run, we'll run. And if you say to wait, we'll wait, Jesus. We are hungry for your word, God. Your presence. It's all about your word, God. It's all about your voice. It's all about your presence. Make us like you. Make us like you. Us like you. I don't want to move until we're one. Make us like you. Make us like you. Make us like you. I don't want to move until we're one. Make me like you. fire come, come and burn us up. Come and burn us up. Come and burn us up. Holy fire with desire, come and burn us up. Come and burn us up. Come and burn us up, God, with holy fire. Come and burn us up. Come and burn us up.